Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. We are ever so grateful to you, Father, for one more day that you have commanded us to rise and to shine and to give you the glory. And this is what we do. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father, anywhere we have come short of your glory, your honor, and of your praise, we are godly sorry. And Father, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us and restoring us, Father, into our rightful position in you. And we bless you and we magnify your name. Father God, we pray for our listening audience around the globe on today, Father. Everybody, everywhere, those who come in daily, those who come in on occasion. But Father God, they're here because they want to hear what the Spirit is saying. And so we say thank you, Father, for speaking through us. We say thank you that your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent your word forward to do. And so we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify you. Thank you for our services on today, Father. We come to lift up Jesus and Jesus alone, Father, and we thank you for helping us to humble ourselves, none of us and all of you. And we say thank you, Father, and that your people may be edified, and we are not concerned about Satan being terrified, because greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we say thank you over and over and over again. And God, we pray right now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and the Lord. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. So that statement right there, that one sentence is about five testimonies all in one. Number one, I woke up. It's a testimony by itself. I woke up with my mind. That's a second testimony. Amen. And the third testimony is I woke up with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. That's a beautiful statement to make. That's a beautiful life to live. Amen. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. If this is your first time with us, amen, we greet you, we greet you, we greet you. In the name of the Lord, thank you for being here with us. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. And we are coming up on, I don't know if it's the 13th or the 14th anniversary, amen. The time is just swifting by, just swift, swift, swift. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you can do the math. Amen. Glory be to God. I believe it's our 14th, amen, ministry anniversary. 14 years, amen, meeting every day. That's a track record there, amen. That's a track record. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have much competition. Amen. But we're not competing. Amen. Because all that we do, amen, is for God's glory. We just pray, amen, that you are being benefited, amen, by the teaching of God's word, because God's word never returneth to him void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. We want to invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Find out about more about our ministry. Amen. Reach out to us on the website or send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. And so we bless the Lord. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we bless the Lord. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Psalms, the 66th division. Psalms. Amen. I want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Amen. Why? Because I like reading the word of God. Why? Because sometimes that's the only way we get it. Faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. You need to hear somebody. Amen. Even if you hear yourself. That's why when I read my scriptures and my private devotion, I normally, 99% of the time, not unless I'm in a situation, glory be to God, that I can't speak. Amen. Glory be to God. And then I'll speak within my heart. Otherwise than that, I like to open my mouth and speak and read out loud. Amen. And I hear myself. I hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. We want to start in verse number one, Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done. His awful deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Be heard, okay? He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you, offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God,
who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Thank God for the word. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For prayer, for prayer, for prayer, for prayer. Amen. For prayer. Amen. Prayer is a subject that you could talk on every day. Every day. Every day. Glory be to God. Why? Because it is amazing how many Christians do not have a constant, continuous prayer life. It is amazing Christians, so-called born-again believers, that only attempt to pray when they are in trouble. Amen. When their back is up against the wall. Amen. They want to try to get real religious. Amen. But God is not looking for religiosity. Amen. He is looking for fellowship. Amen. So we want to develop a prayer life. Amen. A Christian trying to live a Christian life in the Lord's kingdom without prayer is like a fish trying to survive outside of water. It ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long before they be croaked up. Glory be to God. Amen. Prayer is what we should do. Amen. So we've been looking over the last, we've been talking about prayer for about the last 2 months or so. Amen. We invite you to go into our archives. Amen. And be blessed by all of the wonderful teachings that have come forth. Amen. Over the last few days. Amen. We have been zeroing in. Amen. On prayer blockers. Amen. To make sure. Amen. That our prayers are being heard. We don't want to be, we don't want to live in deceit. Glory be to God. We don't want to live in ignorance. We don't want to think it's one thing when it's something else. Amen. Glory be to God. Are there reasons when God and circumstances when God will not hear us? Absolutely. Absolutely. I know that it's not a modern day teaching. It's not a modern day teaching. Glory be to God. Amen. But it's the truth anyhow. You find out there's a lot of teachings that's not modern. Very rarely do you hear preachers today talking about hell. Very rarely today do you hear preachers preaching on the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Very rarely, as we were talking in Bible study earlier this week, do you hear preachers teaching on spiritual warfare? Huh? Preaching on paying your tithes. See, they want to, you know, that. But the Bible already warned us that in the last days, beloved, you're going to have this uprising of teachers, and all they want to do is itch your ears, amen, and itch your money. They get into your ears so they can get to your money. See, they figure the harder they make you laugh and make you feel good about your sin, the more money you're going to leave in the pot. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Lord don't want that kind of money. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Lord don't need your money at all. Amen. Glory be to God. In our scripture today, beloved, verse number 18, amen, hallelujah, says, if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. Iniquity, iniquity, iniquity. All throughout the Bible, beloved, you make reference, the Bible makes reference to this word iniquity. Iniquity is deeper than sin. Iniquity is the worst kind of sin. Yes, it's wicked. The Bible calls it wickedness. When you regard sin in your heart, malice in your heart, glory be to God, your heart becomes a hardened. So glory be to God. It's not like you made a mistake and you asked God to forgive you. You did something you didn't, you know, really mean to do, and you asked God to forgive you. No, no, no. That iniquity is that intentional. You zeroing in on it type of sin. It's the worst type of sin. Somebody says all unrighteousness is sin. Well, we got to teach on that. All unrighteousness is sin. But, beloved, there is levels of sin. There is levels of sin. Start teaching, amen. Start doing a little research on your body being the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Just like there's different, amen, levels in hell. When we teach on hell, you'll find out everybody that goes to hell is not going to be in the same room. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this iniquity, amen, that the Bible is talking about here that blocks our prayers from being heard, amen, is contamination. Oh, this is when you are contaminated. You contaminated the people around you. You are contaminating the people around you. You contaminating the people you serve. You just contaminated. Okay? It's like, all right, you've been diagnosed with COVID-19, for example. Now they want you to isolate yourself. Why? They want you to isolate yourself, amen, because you are in a very contagious stage. That's the same thing with iniquity, beloved. This thing that is in your heart where you refuse, amen, to let it go. You refuse. You become, amen, very poisonous. You are polluted. You are very impure. And this is why in some instances, beloved, we find in the scriptures where the Lord tells you to separate yourself from such a one. Don't even eat with them. Know why the Lord is telling you to separate yourself from them? Because he has. Issue of the heart must be dealt with. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Iniquity. Hallelujah. When your thoughts are sinful. Glory be to God. I mean, you're just, amen, engaged in it, making appointments with it. Glory be to God, no regards. Doing what you want to do. Doing what you want to do because you think, amen, that you're big enough to do it. But beloved, let me tell you this right here. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. John 9:31 says, we know that God does not listen to sinners, but God does not listen to sinners. James 4:3, and when you do ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives. Deuteronomy 1:45, and you returned and wept before the Lord, but he would not listen to your voice or give ear to your cry. Now, why would God do that? Why would God not give ear to your voice, not listen to your cry? Because you know what? God is listening to your heart. See, your voice is crying, but your heart is not. Beloved, the Bible tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't twist God's hands to bless you. God is not slow. Huh? Oh, he pierces the heart. He knows what's in there. Hold on 1 second here. Hold on 1 second. The devil is a liar. Give me 1 second. The devil is a liar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and to God be praise. Ha! To God be glory, and to God be honor. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Beloved, our confession of sin must be continual. See, some people say, all right, well, I gave my life to Christ. I did the sinner's prayer. Okay, good. When you do that, I've been saved for 10 years. Okay, bless the Lord, okay? And so they never repented. Never did another repentance. What? You got to be kidding. Beloved, we ought to be confessing our sins every day. Every day we ought to be. I don't even wait to bedtime. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It must be continually, beloved. Why? You want to know why? Because we continue to do wrong. That's why you got to continue to confess. But true confession requires us to admit our sins to God and to want to stop doing what is wrong. See, that's it, beloved. That's why he says, he who confesses and forsakes. Anybody can say, God, forgive me. Then go, as soon as you get off your knees, you just pick up where you left off. That's not true repentance. You haven't turned. You're trying to play God. But let me tell you something, baby. You can't play God. You find out you playing yourself. True repentance is when you ask God to forgive you and you have no intentions of continuing. You don't want no intentions of doing that again. No, I made a mistake. I did the wrong thing. God, forgive me. Ask the person, forgive me. Lord, help me to forgive myself. No, and let's keep going. He just says, don't keep going back dipping and dabbing. Dabbing and dipping. Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. No, you playing. You know what? You know what? You have iniquity in your heart. You want to know why you have iniquity in your heart? Because you ain't even trying to get out of it. You ain't trying to get out. You just going to keep stealing? You ain't trying. You don't even want God to help you because you really sort of enjoy what you do. You're sort of pacified, amen, in that sinful condition because, you know, for whatever your reasons are. And we can talk all day on what your reasons might be. None of them are right. And not a one of them going to get you into heaven. Glory be to God. When King David sinned with Bathsheba, and we can look through all throughout the Bible. I'm just picking King David today. Glory be to God. What did he do? He confessed his sin. He confessed his sin. And then he prayed. Father, forgive my hidden faults. When's the last time, beloved, you've asked God to forgive your hidden faults? We ain't not talking about the ones everybody see. We're talking about those. We're talking about the ones you're trying to hide in the dark, in the night. Huh? Yeah, those. In the darkness of your heart. Not necessarily in the darkness of a hotel or a motel. Huh? But in the darkness of your heart, in the corner of your heart. Huh? This is what David did. David said, keep your servant also from willful sins. In other words, beloved, we all need help. But everybody don't ask God for it. We all sin. Glory be to God. But some of us want to be delivered from it, and some of us don't. That's why the Bible says, lay aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. Psalm 66. No, let's go to Psalms 19, verse 12. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. What was he doing? He was crying out for help. His heart was crying out for help. And when your heart cries out for help, God hears you. Why? Because he hears the integrity of your heart. God knows that you mean business. Glory be to God. Beloved, let me tell you this. When you hold iniquity in your heart, not only are you setting yourself up for the consequences of your decisions, you know what the damaging part is that I've learned in my own life and with God still working on me? Because I'm not perfect, but I'm not who I used to be. And I'm still becoming who God created me to be. You bring consequences into your family. When the revelation of that opened my eyes, that really made me want to change. When I saw my children were suffering because of me, glory be to God, hallelujah. And not only that, it spreads abroad, the people you associate with. That's why you got to be careful who laying hands on you. Oh, yeah, people just want to run around from church to church and this person and that person, and they laying hands on you and transferring, amen, those ugly spirits. You better be careful who you touching and agreeing with in prayer. Huh? Because you may be praying with somebody that's contaminated. Oh, they sound good. They sound good. What their hearts sound like. How can you agree with somebody that's holding iniquity in their heart and they can't even get a prayer through for themselves? How are they going to get a prayer through for you? Beloved, we're in situations that could be easily remedied. I mean, these are not difficult situations. This is not the end of the world situation. All we need to do is ask God to help us. And to forgive us and mean it. If you don't mean it, talk to God and tell God you don't mean it. God, I don't mean it. I don't want to come out of this. I don't want to change my mind about it. But Father God, I know I'm breaking your heart. Will you help me to help myself? Will you help me to give me a desire? Will you help me to create a clean heart in me? God, will you help me? Now, God can honor that type of prayer. You can't keep running back to God talking about the devil made you do it. You a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. No liar is going to inherit the kingdom of God. The devil didn't make you do nothing. And if he did, you're not saved. That's the confirmation you're not saved, because the Bible says greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. So if the devil made you do it, that means the devil is greater than you. And if the devil is greater in you, that can only be because you're not born again. If this is not rocket science, beloved, this is just a matter of us, amen, as the late evangelist Manns would say, either you is or you ain't, your tis or your taint. And the times we are living in with devastation on every side of us, the times we are living in, not just young people are dying, and our hearts are going out to them and their families. Your older folks, folks going to work, folks going to church, folks sitting in the church, glory be to God, being taken out of here, and you playing. Like you're going to straighten it out tomorrow, like somebody promised you tomorrow. Glory be to God. Beloved, we got to get right. And you know what the easy part is? Oh, you ain't got to do nothing because you can't do it anyhow. God is going to clean the house. The Holy Ghost is going to bring the Holy Ghost pine oil and clean up your house for you when you get ready. You can't keep perpetrating a fraud. Well, I'm going to pray. Pray to who? Because God ain't hearing you. Why? Why you say that, Pastor? Because the word says it. You got iniquity in your heart. You ain't ready yet. But when you going to get ready? After you take your last breath? It's too late. I know people, but funerals, amen, people are always trying to put somebody in heaven. Trying to put somebody in heaven. Because they think that's just a religious thing to do. Well, when and if you get there, you may or you may not see them. Psalms 18 and 41 says this, beloved. They cried for help, for there was no one to save them to the Lord, but he did not answer. That's a sad situation. People talk about cops and police brutality, but as soon as something goes wrong, the first thing they do is call 911. Lady was having trouble with her son, called 911. Amen. Something broke out. Amen. Glory be to God. And I don't know what went down. Y'all heard about it. It's been a few months ago. Amen. The young man got killed. Amen. Trying to wrestle with the police officer. Amen.
Well, I didn't mean for them to kill him. I just wanted them to come to the house.
Okay. All right. That's another subject for another time. So you call 911. I know people call 911, then they're looking at their clock. What's taking them so long? We need emergency help. We need emergency. Huh? All right, that's 911, and you in a frantic. But can you imagine calling on God and he ain't answering? Calling 911 is one thing. Calling God and God don't hear you is something else. Beloved, if God honored sin, he would be an unjust God. God cannot honor sin. He can't do it. He's not going to do it. He's not going to change. He wants you to change until Christ be formed in you. Beloved, when we refuse to repent, or when we harbor and cherish certain sins, just certain sins. The Bible says, lay aside the weight and the sin. Just certain. I just got this anger problem. I just got this unforgiveness problem. I just got this fornication problem. I just got this stealing problem. I just lie every now and then, Pastor. I just gossip just a little bit, Pastor. Yeah, okay. So, you know, so I'm doing pretty good because, you know, I just got the one or two things. But so-and-so over there, they got a whole list. Wrong. You need to stop focusing on so-and-so over there and get yourself right. You mess around and so-so over there, amen, getting it together before it's too late. And you still missed the mark. And you in hell talk about so-and-so over there, so-and-so in heaven. Because all your attention was on so-and-so. Judge yourself. Get yourself right. Let me tell you something. We have 10 fingers. When you point one finger at somebody else, there's 9 other fingers pointing at you. You know why? Let me tell you something. You know why I'm patient with folks? Let me tell you why I'm patient with folks. Y'all heard me last night on the prayer line. I'm human. I go through some stuff. Amen. It's not easy dealing with people, especially Afro-Americans or Americans as Africans, whatever you want to, however you want to label yourself, and certain cultures, mentalities. It ain't easy. It just ain't easy. Y'all know it ain't easy. See, the part with you, you ain't got to deal with it. Me as a pastor, I have to deal with it. It's not easy. Amen. So I turn that struggle, amen, into love. But you want to know how the Lord helps me? Because I put myself in that place. How I used to be, what I used to do, amen, glory, and what I would be doing now if it was not for the grace of God. Glory be to God. See, so when I teach on this word here about iniquity and being contaminated, I think about the times, amen, the situations in my heart where I was holding iniquity out of ignorance, didn't even realize it was ignorant, and didn't realize that I was contaminating something, beloved. We know they teach it in the business world, but Jesus teaches in the spiritual world. Who you hang around with is very important. He told Daniel, don't even eat from the king's table. Let me tell you something about eating with people. Spirits can be transferred through a meal. That's why you notice, because when business deals and stuff, come on, let's go out to lunch and talk about it. Come on, let's go out to dinner and talk about it. Oh, let me tell you, you got to be careful who you're eating with. Amen, in Jesus' name. Ah, rabakon de 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 can rabakon ba 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 ba. Ah, rabakon be 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 be. I'm gonna show you one more scripture, and we gonna wrap this up this morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 9, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to accompany with fornicators, yet not all together with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetousness, or extortioners, or with idolaters, or then, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now, verse 11, but now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother, and that goes for sisters too, be a fornicator, covetous, an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat. Not even a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Well, that's kind of mean. No, the Lord is protecting you. They're contaminated. If someone went in the house, glory be to God, years ago when I was selling real estate, one time I went in the house and was contaminated, amen, with fleas and stuff. Amen. When I went home, I had to come in through the back door, strip and all that to decontaminate myself. But can you imagine those fleas, et cetera, amen, on me, and now you want to come, amen, in my zone, and you think that them fleas ain't going to fly up on you? You think you're gonna be okay? Well, it's the same thing in the spirit. When you're dealing with people with that their hearts are hardened, glory, they have iniquity in their heart, amen. They don't mean right. That is a contaminating spirit. That's why the Bible says, don't separate yourself from them. Don't even eat with them. Let me say this as I close, beloved. When we refuse to repent, or when we harbor and cherish certain sins, we place a wall between us and God. It's a wall. The devil didn't put it there. Your neighbor didn't put it there. Your heart, the iniquity in your heart has put it there. And you trying to pray over it, shout over it, climb over it. It's only one way to get over it, through your confession. We may not be able to remember every sin we have committed, but when the Holy Spirit brings them to your mind, we should confess and get back on track. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. The other day, just a couple of days, yesterday, the day before, the Holy Spirit brought back something to my mind, something that took place months ago. Months ago. And every time the Holy Spirit does that, you know what I do? Father, forgive me. Thank you for forgiving me, Father. Now help me to forgive myself. Every time the Holy Spirit brings anything to my mind about anything, I immediately confess. Why? Because I want to stay clean. Glory be to God. What about you? I don't want to contaminate nobody. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want, glory be to God, folks to, amen, be happy that I'm in the room, happy that I'm coming, because they know I'm bringing blessings. They know I'm bringing blessings. Glory be to God. See? No, because she, no, I ain't perfect. Amen. But I mean right. But I mean right. And this is all that God is requiring from all of us. It's to mean right. And when you mean right, God will help you to do right. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. God, we thank you, Father God, for showing us that when we love sin, it becomes a prayer blocker. People want to talk about the love of money and the love of this and the love of that, but they forget, Father God, that some of us love sin. And we can't love sin and love you. We got to choose what we want. Father God, this morning we want to say we choose you. We choose you, Father God. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, you said you will not hear us, but the next verse says, but God has surely heard. He has attended to the sound of our prayer, because when we confess our sin, you are faithful and you are just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us. Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're not talking about the sins that we're struggling to get out of, Father God. Hallelujah. But Father God, we're talking about those sins that we have been willfully harboring in our hearts. Thank you for giving us the will to once and for all lay that thing on the altar and not go back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you for being gracious to us. We could have died yesterday, but you gave us one more day, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. Amen. And to God be all the honor. All right. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Today is offering day at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Glory be to God. Some of y'all owe God some money right now. You owe God some money. Amen. Glory be to God. And you need to ask God. Let me say this. Some people haven't paid their tithes since COVID. There's some before that. Now, it's going to be difficult for you to go back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years to figure out what you owe God. But you need to have a conversation with him and ask him how to settle it. You need to have a conversation with God and ask God what you need to do to settle your account with him. Glory be to God. That's another form of iniquity in your heart. You don't care what the Bible says. You're going to buy these shoes. I would hate to walk in those shoes if I was you. You took God's money and bought a pair of shoes. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I'd be scared to walk in those shoes if I was you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we thank God, amen, for your faithful giving. Amen to the support of this ministry as we continue to do the work in the will of the Lord. Amen. Several ways that you can sow. Amen. Straight on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the connect button. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, and our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. Thank you very much. Amen for your faithful support. Tonight is our prayer night. Prayer, prayer, prayer. No party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost, amen. So glory be to God. Come on at 9 o'clock tonight. Bring somebody else with you. Amen. We don't hold that long. Amen. Although I am thinking about all night prayer. I'm thinking about, and the Holy Spirit is dealing with me. I'm talking about literally praying all night from maybe like about 10 o'clock that night to like 6 that morning, the way we used to do. Remember, we used to lock up in the church and pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about having that. All my prayer. Hallelujah. As soon as the Lord give me, hallelujah, the okay with it. Whoever show up, show up. If I'm praying by myself, I pray by myself. But I don't think I'm going to have to pray by myself. Amen. Glory be to God. So we will be scheduling that. Amen. In Jesus' name. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, don't wait till tomorrow. Because tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might be too late. Give the Lord your life today. And then ask him to make you a disciple and a follower. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. There's no fancy words. Lord, forgive me for my sins. God knows it. He'll help you. He know if you mean it or not. Not because you're in trouble right now, but because you really are ready to submit and surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? And he will save you. And it's not the end. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. Amen? And we bless the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. I think that's all our announcements on for today. I can't think of anything else. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are going to be having an event this year. I'll let y'all know the details next week. I have to meet with some people today and see what the numbers look like. I got to crunch some numbers with the event place. Glory be to God. Give everybody enough time to put together $100. Well, I see people having events charging $100, $200, $300, and the room be packed. Then you have an event, you charge $50, and the people crying. Ah, the mental. You know what? Our mindsets. We'll spend $100 on an outfit, but don't spend $100 on something pertaining to the kingdom. I don't know. When I found out they was paying $500 to go see Beyonce, I'm talking about folks up in the hood and stuff, folks struggling, amen, they ain't got no money. And the nosebleed section, they was paying $500. People just do what they want to do. That's just the bottom line. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we just want to line up and do what the Lord will have us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. We want to pray that everybody have a good day today. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is here. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. We say thank you, Father, for canceling accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, slip and falls, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, any form of premature death, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ as we serve you today in your kingdom. Bless the prayer altar here in this ministry. Bless the hosts. Bless the partners. Bless everyone that participates. May we find deliverance. May we find salvation. May we find answers. May we find breakthroughs, Father, and rejoice in the manifestation even before it is revealed. We say thank you over and over and over and over again. We thank you, Father, for the financial support to this ministry. We thank you for it, Father. This ministry would have died a long time ago if we didn't have those that were supporting this ministry. We thank you for them, Father. And we send the blessing back to their households, Father, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we seal this prayer now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, and to declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Amen, hallelujah, Lord's willing. Oh, a shout out to my grandsons today, Aiden and Ethan, turned 11 years old. Amen, glory be to God. So a shout out to them, amen, and everybody else, amen. We'll be honoring our September birthdays later on in this month. Amen. And y'all know I got a birthday on the 28th. Normally I be ducking and dodging y'all. Amen. But guess what? This year I'm going to make myself visible. And you ain't got to wait till the 28th to give me my birthday gift too. How you like that? Glory be to God. Somebody got to talk up for me. So I talk up for myself. Amen. I love you, Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. God bless you.
Give me a clean heart so I might serve thee, Lord, fix my heart so that I may be used by thee, Lord. I'm not worthy of all these blessings. Give me a clean heart and I'll follow thee. I'm not asking for riches of this land, and I'm not asking for cathedrals great or grand.
Well, Lord, we're coming before you again, just a few of your humble servants, asking that you would just continue to be in the midst. God, you know we love you and you know we need you, but we can do nothing without you. Lord, we ask and pray that you would go over the midst of the airways right now. Father, wherever someone may be listening to this CD, Father, we ask and pray that you would touch them, oh God, and whatever they have need of, oh God. Let them know, Father, that even before they ask for it, oh God, you know what it is. Father, but all they have to do is come before you, oh God, and ask what they will and it shall be given. Father, we thank you, oh God, for blessing that young woman.